Ganz.
Are we on? Good evening, everybody, or good morning, whichever way you choose to interpret it. I say evening, even though I am craving bacon and eggs. I don't like eggs.
Why do you guys get sensuous, like, sex lighting in there?
Have
That's
a good
what
podcast,
we get.
Guys.
Good night,
Thank
Mike.
You. Have a good podcast.
Cheers.
Thank you, Mr. Catherwood. I did not like anything you were talking about in there. Goodbye.
It's very disturbing.
Whoa. At all. Don't like, no,
very,
don't sit down.
Very upsetting.
That was not an invitation to sit down at all.
Can I take a picture of this on the internet?
Look, you're ruining everything, Mike.
Do you have a scanner?
It's not enough that you ruin the pre-show all night long?
I'm going to leave.
You ruin the pre-show all
soon.
Night. And then you gotta ruin the real show.
Explain to me what you didn't like that I was talking about.
I don't like the conversation that takes place in there. It sounds like you're an 8-year-old boy, and mommy and daddy are
8-year-old boys don't do that.
And you're like, no, but they make shit up. And it's like, guys, you want to hear a funny story? And then I gotta hear it. And it's
but
like,
I wasn't
I'm not
making that up.
I know, but still, an eight-year-old boy would.
What are we talking about?
Talking about your horrific story that you told, and you used the girl's full name.
Oh, the young lady providing
yes,
the service.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I'm sorry about that.
No, you just got serious. I don't like
want
that.
A clarification of what you didn't like.
It was an awful story. It was an awful story.
It involved that.
Yes, it did. I don't need to hear anymore.
All right, bye. Love you.
See, see you, Mike.
I love you, Mikey. Mike,
I hope that story isn't in my head forever.
It's going to be in my head for a long time. Wait, but you know what? Poor Carano. not only does I have to hear that story that involved a toilet and sexual acts, which was awful, but I'm also going to show him that terrible thing that I showed you in there earlier tonight.
I don't want to see it.
That goes from beyond terrible to awesome.
Okay. What I'm going to show him might be worse than what you were talking about.
Is this something that's going to be like when I see a scary movie and it lingers in my mind and it horrifies me?
It may linger.
I don't know if I
it
want
might,
this in my head.
It might very well linger.
I don't know if
it
this
might
is
arouse
gonna be
you.
Good.
Yeah, I don't think it should arouse you. But we're going to look at it.
Do you like tentacle porn?
No, I don't want to watch that.
It's not tentacle porn. It has nothing to do with pornography. And we're going to show it to you. You're going to have a fun reaction. And then we're going to direct our listeners to go look at it post-haste and also enjoy it. And we can all experience it. Like, not together, but we're all going to experience the same thing.
I don't know if I want to see it.
Over 1 million people already have on YouTube. Like,
yeah, but...
It's on YouTube.
I don't remember
those 8-year-old boys I was talking about earlier? They could watch it.
Good point.
Yeah. Okay, so what are we going to talk about tonight? Welcome to a very special edition.
That's odd if it's that horrible, because YouTube has censoring.
I know. It's gross. We'll look at it in a minute. It's really...
If that was the video that YouTube took down, they're like, you know what? This really offends our delicate sensibilities.
Tyler, you're going to have to turn yourself up a little bit just so I can hear your tired ass. Good to see
you.
Yeah,
I can't hear myself either, but I'll trust you.
Turn yourself up.
Are plenty good.
Okay.
So what are we talking about tonight?
Plenty hot, big
fellas. You're on the after disaster. I got some shit that I got to talk about, and it's probably going to get me in trouble with the old lady. You know what I'm saying? Hey.
You had sex with the gardener?
Guys, if I ever call Jillian, my old lady... Stop being friends with me after you kill me, okay?
I sometimes think it's sort of affectionate.
It's awful. And don't.
It's Mike, endearing in
Mike's
a weird way.
Mike's obviously done this.
And no, if, I haven't.
As soon as I refer to my dad as my old man, do the same. All right, time to put a bullet in the head and walk away from me.
Wouldn't that be funny if one of us actually did that? What a weird, shallow reason to kill you.
I just like to
call her his old lady. She's his old widow.
I like the idea of a courtroom hearing mm-hmm. this.
Your Honor,
they would have to put this.
May I suggest that he recommended that we put a bullet in his head if he ever refers to his lovely wife as his old lady.
You are found guilty as charged.
Should also be mentioned that the lovely Diana Vanikamp is in here to make sure that we plug proper. She came to make sure that we plug the Tam O'Shanter as well as Lowry's.
Is that why there's a mug here?
Look at her face. I'm just pissing everybody off. God damn it.
Did she really come in to plug things?
No, I'm just doing that because you were talking to Drew earlier about how wonderful Adam Carolla is. Because people come in and say, oh, I heard Adam Carolla talking about this restaurant, so I came by. And he's
speaking
just
of plugging things.
I love him. I give him mental hugs every time I hear that.
Did he plug her restaurants?
I'm tired. I'm tired of the Carolla. Like, people talk about him like he's the Pope.
People don't talk
more
about
like
the Pope
Pab.
That much.
Mm-hmm. That didn't
Who
work
talks here. About the Pope? Do you think Catholics are sitting around? Tyler.
Did you just say...
Wait, are you Catholic or Christian?
No.
And what's the difference?
There should be the Pope cast, though.
Oh, God, that would be boring.
We've already been down this road.
Holy crap. People were all up in... Not up in arms, but it seemed to be people were excited about the fact that the Pope was now on Twitter. And I haven't read a thing he said, and I'm sure it's not him anyway, but what could he possibly say of any interest?
I like the idea of them sitting around the catacombs with the human heads and all like the lore and the history that is the... What is it called? What is it called?
The church?
The chambers, the Dominican, what is it called?
The catacombs,
the catacombs, like I said that, but all the thousands of years of history that goes into the Catholic Church, and they're sitting around going, so who's going to be the Pope's Twitter guy?
Yep. Who's going to be on Twitter?
Who should, and like if those cardinals standing up going, I would like to do it.
Yep. Father John, did you secure pope.com yet? I like the fact that they're sitting around hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars worth of artwork, and he's talking to the poor people out in the courtyard.
It's true. They have their own money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I would like to visit the Vatican at some point in my life, though.
I don't have any idea what I'm talking about when I say these facts, but...
that applies to everything I say.
They're top 20, I think. Like, if they were their own country, they'd be like in the top 20 of...
Are you sure about
top
that?
Top 20 economy. I prefaced it by saying I have no idea what I'm talking about.
But how do they have an income? Oh, I guess it's people giving
people,
them money.
People give, yeah.
That's a good income. Mm-hmm. People just give you money.
That's kind of like those podcasts that have the donate button.
Yep, the Pope and homeless people have something in common.
If they had any morale or ethics, they would actually sell Pope shirts instead of asking for handouts. Yeah. They would
someone
sell
someone probably sells Pope shirts. Mm-hmm. Speaking of homeless people, I was walking to breakfast this morning, and I take the alleys because I don't like to look at people.
They should sell chalices out of the Vatican.
I would buy a chalice.
The word I was looking for was Vatican. That's how dumb I am. And I said Dominican.
Dominican City. I was walking to breakfast this morning, and there was a very hostile... I don't know if he was home. No, he was definitely homeless, but he seemed to be one of those crazy, violent homeless people. And I was passing him, and he had his shirt or his jacket on like a fence post, and he was slicing at it with a box cutter, and he yells at me, "How do you like that?" And you know what I did? I walked towards him to say, "Okay, looks okay."
You should have.
I should have ran away.
That was a human instinct, though. You wanted to make the guy feel secure.
I wanted to act like I'm not afraid of him.
Mm-hmm. Hey, look, there's people actually know that we're doing it at the show on Wednesday. How do you guys know that?
How did I just pee 5 minutes ago?
Oh, dude,
I
was
again?
All up in that social media.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Paving the way, the future.
All right.
Are you really?
So what I started to say moments ago is I hope the old lady knows.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding.
Bam.
Jillian's not going to be real pleased with what I talk about tonight, probably. But we got in a bit of an argument.
Let's hear it.
And we'll talk about it in a bit, but I want to clear something. I have this horrible thing. I don't know what it is, and I've already done it twice tonight. I made Mike feel bad. I didn't want to do that. And I made Miss DBK, who I love very much. I think I made her feel bad when I said that she's here for a plug.
All fairness, that story he told was repulsive.
It was awful, right?
It might be the worst thing I've ever heard. I mean, maybe, you know?
It's just so bad on so many. I mean, it just victimizes a woman. It's like almost rape.
There's nothing about that story. There's nothing about that story.
That's redeeming.
Yeah, or that sounds appealing.
What the
None
worst
of
part of it was is he told this horrible sexual act that involved going to the bathroom and the girl. And then he talked about how he had an accident in his pants. And I love Mike. Don't get me wrong. I love Catherwood. He's my favorite person in radio, including Drew, that I've ever worked with. In fact, if he was a real person, I'd probably be friends with him. That's a quote. That's a quote from somebody very close to me in my life. I really like the guy.
The old lady?
But he went on to talk about how he pooped his pants in Paris. And then he was like saying, but these stories, they're not entertaining. And I'm thinking, at least he's making some sense there. And the fucking two girls that are in there, I guess because he's attractive. They both
questions.
They both start saying, what? No. No, actually, all three girls are in there saying, oh, no, Mike, those are very entertaining. Great. Those are great stories. And DVK, she was guilty of it as well. We'll have to hear from her in a bit. Oh, speaking of which, no video.
I know.
Tonight.
I'm glad.
Because the pre-show broke it.
Thanks a lot, pre-show.
Mm-hmm. It's still broken from last week, right?
It was. It came back for a minute, and then it's broken again.
Hey, so I'm frantic to find another place to live, to get out of my place as soon as humanly possible. And, of course,
plenty of websites.
It comes at a time where I'm so busy, I don't even have – I don't really drive around. However, I did go look at a place yesterday, and it was a great building, very close to the Improv, on one of the nice side streets. And I called the guy. The one bedroom was, I don't know, it was like $1,800, a little steep. But they had a studio. Here's why I
feel like
this
we just
guy.
Did this last
no,
year.
No, but here's why I like this guy. I call him up, and I'm being a complete gentleman and very proper. And I go, my concern is that I like quiet, and the guy above me right now is very noisy, and it's very upsetting. And he goes, yeah, these fucking people don't know how to have a little respect for the people underneath them. He goes, these goddamn people, ooh, they want hardwood floors.
Speaking your language.
And they don't give a fuck about the people living. And he owns the building. He built the building in
how
the
old
70s.
Is he?
Probably like 80.
So you're seeing yourself like in a
No, but
number of years?
I loved him for that.
Yeah,
I
would
was
too.
Keeping it clean.
Yeah.
He genuinely said, without embellishing at all, he goes, these fucking people have no respect for people who live underneath them.
I had a landlord that was a lot like that when I first moved into L.A. neighborhood, suburban neighborhood, not suburban, urban neighborhood, a few years ago. And she talked like that, cussed like a sailor.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing I know, she's at my place all the time trying to be friends.
Yeah.
This guy might be like...
No, he doesn't want to be friends. But he owns the building. However, the studio for $1,400 was so ridiculously small that the minute I walked in, I'm like, I don't want to waste your time. Well, let me show you the closet. Look how big the closet is.
Big.
Put my bed in there or something.
Hey, Tyler, we did this last week. I feel like we shouldn't be repeating ourselves this soon
people
in the game.
It was
though.
A hit.
Yeah.
It was a
big hit.
They also like it when we cuss, and we stopped doing that years
people
ago.
People like it because it's relaxing.
We can't become that show, though, really. We're just the you know that show with the saxophone in the
background?
Imagine
this show by the time it's like episode 300, and we've been doing this for 150 episodes, and we did the other show for 100 and...
I do think it might add something, but I could be completely mistaken if we played a bed of music very, very low under the entire show.
I think it would, yeah, a little lower than this. Like, when I say a little lower, I mean like half. We got to get DBK in here in a minute. Diana Vandekamp, people are very upset that the video is not working since you're on the show, my dear. Very upset on the message boards. I am going to talk about my latest front door mishap, which involved a Girl Scout selling cookies.
Did you buy?
Nope. I had a great excuse off the top of my hungover head, too.
Great excuse?
Mm-hmm. I'll just get right to that.
You're having all your teeth pulled out that afternoon?
There's another one of those ones, too, where, like, you know, because we live in this goddamn pussy world, and it's a bit of a fucked up world where, you know, you can't really let your little girl go door to door. So I got to open the door, see the goddamn Girl Scout with her parents, both of them standing on the curb. Watching the interaction.
Well, that makes sense. I wouldn't let my daughter walk up to a stranger's door to sell cookies.
I know. But back in the day, like, you know your neighbors, you know the neighborhood, you let her go. Yeah, go talk to Mr. Smith down the street.
You also let your kids go trick-or-treating at any age at some point in time.
You, like, they're crawling up to the door?
When I was a kid, well, most people that are my age when they were kids, your parents just pushed you out the door, and you came back whenever with a bunch of candy. A few apples with razor blades.
Hashmir is on the message boards, who I respect and trust, and he's saying that it sounds weird tonight. It sounds like 16 kilobytes MP3. Mm. Now, I don't trust him with the 16 KB. That doesn't really make sense to me, but he's saying it sounds like shit, Ty.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, we are using a different transference, so yeah, the people that download it will hear something completely
different. I do like the fact that you didn't answer with a technical question, or technical answer. You didn't go like, let me get right on that. You just went, yeah, I don't know. Whatever.
Tyler's new stance.
I'm a jaded man.
Diana, why don't you come in here?
I like it. I like jaded men.
If you'd like to. Diana Vandekamp. Come on. Come on in. I got to talk about something that happened at her restaurant.
Recently?
Yeah.
Man, you guys are going to that restaurant a lot. I've never been.
I don't know why you've been there.
No.
She showed me where you sat.
Oh, the other place.
The Tam O'Shanter.
Yeah.
Yeah. You sat where Walt Disney sat,
for brunch.
Right?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
I could still smell the racism.
Not in the restaurant. In the seat you sat because Disney sat there. Because
he carved some stuff into the seat.
Did he?
Yeah, and he signed it.
Was it all like fluffy and pretty though? With flowers
it's
over the
signature.
Swastika?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I have a friend who can do his signature exactly.
Disney's?
Yeah.
But that's coming useful.
Yours is a little bit like his.
I wish.
No, it is a little.
Really? Can I see it?
No.
Wait, did his have a character?
It's not like his at all.
Floating above it? Like, was Tinkerbell always
his? No, it was just very animated. Mm-hmm. I assume that was his real signature.
Hi, Diana. Thank you so much for having us at the TAM.
Oh, thank you for coming in.
It was a great time.
You did not have to plug us.
The only thing that could have made it better is if Mr. Carano showed up. He said he was probably showing
up,
and then
he
didn't show up.
That would have been dope.
We had an empty chair for him throughout the dinner.
I do have to say that part of my New Year's resolution is not to socialize.
I don't get it.
It really is.
Why?
It's really stupid.
Just because I'm scared of going out and I don't like crowds.
No, usually, like, New Year's resolutions are about pushing yourself and making yourself do some things that are good for you. Mm-hmm. Not
good
giving into your fear.
It is good. Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm also not driving in the fast lane.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that's true.
That's totally not true.
Yeah,
tweeting in the fast lane?
Yeah, you are an amazing tweeter and driver.
Hey. With the exception of all the misspellings.
Good step on Mike, though. A couple days ago, I tweeted him, and he tweeted back quickly. But it wasn't him tweeting. It was a friend of his.
No.
Because they said, Mike is driving. He can't tweet, so I'm tweeting for him.
Oh,
and I thought that's pretty good. He hired someone.
Yeah, that makes me happy for the safety aspect. Yep. But yet, you never tweet me back. I've tweeted
that's not
you
true.
So many times.
That's not true. I tweet everyone back. Mm-hmm. No, that's not true either.
Yeah. Once you guys catch up.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Well, I'll always attempt to like have clever quips for some of the things you say. And yeah, never responses.
Well, in my defense, I don't care what people say. No, that's not it. In my defense, I can honestly say that I don't read Twitter much.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't look at, I don't read my feed almost at all now.
Hmm.
And about less than once a day, maybe every other day, I look at the... at Mike Carano's. No, that's not true. Late at night sometimes if I'm super bored, I do.
Oh, I really...
Like tonight, I'll go for a walk at about 2:15 in the morning and I'll look at him.
By the way, I really enjoyed your last 5 minutes with Mike and a lot of those things seemed really unsafe. So I'm glad they didn't
all... That was without a doubt the most unsafe video I've ever done in my life.
I could definitely see that to be true.
In fact, almost everything I did in that video was unsafe, including pointing a camera at a carousel with a bunch of kids on it.
Yep.
While their parents glare at me and they genuinely... every parent had their eyes on me
yeah,
the entire time.
Parents really don't like it when you take pictures of their kids.
I wasn't taking pictures.
Or like anything. Like any kind of photographic.
But I was holding a camera real still and talking at the same time. And they couldn't hear what I was saying.
Wait, why are you turning out the sexy candles, Anderson?
Don't like them.
Because this isn't a sexy show.
Don't like
Speak for yourself, Carano.
Makes me uncomfortable. Okay, let's talk about maybe what should have been a New Year's resolution for me had I...
Oh, my God. Thank you very much.
A Fiji water was just handed to Mike Carano. That's
thank
the,
you.
The
Holy smokes. This is nice.
Exuberance is all about. I have this tendency to say things that are shocking for the sake of... Mm-hmm. of not even shocking, just kind of jarring or like, why? That's not what normal people say to people.
Mm-hmm.
And usually it's to people that I'm comfortable with, that I really like, who are not anywhere close to being what I'm accusing them of being or something like that. Like, I wouldn't call an ugly girl ugly, ever. I wouldn't do that. First of all, there's no creativity there.
Yeah.
Right? And it's just,
it's mean.
I would never make fun of someone's hair if I thought it looked bad.
Right.
Well, that's an easy one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but, no, I would.
Well... If it was like a guy friend, I would not for a girl.
Yeah. No, not for a girl.
A pretty girl, because
they're
weird about their hair.
Very sensitive.
Yeah, we are.
Now,
I wasn't saying I was pretty. I just am weird about my hair. Yeah.
I hear about the horrible things that I say, even when I'm not drinking, from my wife, because she's a very, very polite, wonderful woman who hates to make people feel bad and doesn't really, I mean, we're so different in so many ways, but especially in that little quirk that I have.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to say things that are awful or jarring. It's like, what the fuck is it? And then bring it back around and explain myself. A lot of the time I don't get back.
Oh, yeah. That's the worst.
And I don't realize it until the next day when the wife is telling me all about the things.
I've done that too. I've said comments. I've made jokes at someone's expense to them. And then I split and the whole drive home. I'm like,
fuck,
I didn't get to explain that. I was kidding.
Well, that happened at Tam O'Shanter with Mrs. White, Tyler's wife.
Oh, dear.
And I heard all about it the next day. And
I told someone once when I was taking their picture, I can touch up that part of your neck that looks like elephant skin. And then didn't go back to it and go, I was completely kidding about that.
Did you ever see them again?
Oh, yeah. But
is their neck all fucked up because they went to like a surgeon? They went to like a plastic surgeon and had
awesome.
Work done that didn't need to be done?
That would be horrible.
Your mother
guilty.
Sucks big elephant dicks.
Mrs. White's a little bit, Lauren's a little bit sensitive about her. She cut off all of her hair a few months ago.
And she looks beautiful.
To look like Anne Hathaway?
She cut a lot of her hair off, right? And it's grown in and it looks very cute. But I was telling her at the Tam O'Shanter that it's cute and she looks like an elf. And
mm-hmm. That's
she was
pretty
like,
attractive.
Gave me
women
that look
that.
Like, what? An elf? Yeah. But I mean, she had a haircut. She has a haircut similar. Tyler, you can back me up here.
To an elf, a fictional creature.
Pixie is a better word.
They're the most attractive things.
She is a hot elf.
On The Hobbit, right? Mm. In that whole world,
oh,
Middle
absolutely.
Earth. The
well,
most,
no, no,
the
no,
hottest,
no.
most beautiful. They're not people, but the most beautiful things, creatures in that.
Oh, you know what? You're right. I was going to say Liv Tyler wasn't an elf, and she was.
Liv Tyler was an elf. Cate Blanchett, elf.
Yes.
And she had the look
correcto mundo.
A celestial being in The Hobbit.
Cate Blanchett is really, really beautiful.
I didn't get a chance to come back and explain to her my theory of why
you're a
I said
elf.
Yeah. And pixie. She kind of looks like a pixie.
Pixie
elf.
Is a better
look.
Word.
It's a
that
cute
seems
look.
More positive.
I don't
there.
Know if it's a better word because pixie sounds almost insulting. Like if some girl who fancies herself as beautiful and sexy and you call her cute,
mm-hmm.
sometimes they take insult.
Yeah, and Lorenzo might. I don't think so, though. Lorenzo, she can take a hit. But if I could have gone back to it. But Jillian
did you say she can
me.
Take a hit?
Yeah.
Can she take a punch, Tyler? And why aren't you speaking? Oh, because you're playing the sax in there.
I think he doesn't want to get himself in trouble.
I haven't had a moment to speak.
Go ahead.
Here's a moment. Here's your moment. Shine. Let your light shine.
I don't think she was offended.
Were you bummed out that she cut her hair?
No.
No, we're not talking about that.
She actually went shorter today.
What?
Yeah.
Why would she do that?
Just go bald. Start
She's,
over.
Yeah, I don't know. She's into it.
Did she cut her own hair or did someone else?
No.
Sorry. I don't know how that works.
No, she
you need
went
a
to
third
someone.
Arm to do that.
Yeah.
One's got a
Why?
Comb. One's got a
I cut my own hair.
Yeah, Mike. You do.
I did.
I know.
Floby.
That's not a ringing endorsement.
All right, Mikey,
I know,
can
my
I show
hair
you that
ridiculous.
Thing? Actually, just go ahead. I'll figure it out.
Lauren cut my hair.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
She
looks
did a
fantastic.
Great job.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Best haircut I ever had, and I'm not even being nice. Swear it.
Did you go to her or she come to you?
She came to me. She came to my house.
She's
felt
like a mobile. She's oh my God, I almost did one of those. Anderson, I almost said she's like a mobile pet cutter,
oh,
pet trimmer, nope. pet groomer.
Not like that. I felt like a celebrity. It was amazing. I got to drink wine and get my hair cut.
Oh, I love it when you can go to places where you can drink and get your hair done. Yeah. I go to this one fancy place where they're like, would you like champagne or beer?
Oh,
and it's a friend of mine who cuts my hair, so I get it for cheap.
That's amazing.
But it's still, I get that kind of treatment.
Yeah.
Great.
That's pretty good.
It's a good time.
And I try and give her like what the regular price would be, which is like $115 or something. She's like, no, it's okay. Just give me what you usually do. My kids, Christmas is already passed. My kids are okay.
Aww.
She has three.
I don't like that gesture you made with her hand, like she's shaking. It's okay.
She's an alcoholic who's always
low blood sugar when she cuts your hair.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what the worst injury has been while someone, I'm sure it's been horrific. I'm sure it's at least in Western days with the straight razor, someone probably fired a gun in the street and the guy just slipped, cut your ear off or something. But I wonder what happens nowadays. Like, they just stab you.
You know those scenes in movies where, like, you know, it's supposed to be a sexy scene? I think there was one in the last Bond film or whatever where, like, a chick shaves a man's face with a straight razor and it's supposed to be sexy.
Well, that's in the Bond films.
I don't like it.
No, that's not. That's supposed to be tense because she's always an enemy and you think at any moment she's going to slit his jugular.
Yeah, but normally they just end up fornicating afterwards and I just don't think that that's hot foreplay. I think it's creepy.
Well,
just the violent stuff.
I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm too vanilla.
Mm-hmm. You are.
I've never had a straight razor cut.
I've been called worse.
Don't think I ever will.
I came up with a hilarious scenario for a straight razor cut, but I can't reveal it here. It's too good.
I want to hear it.
It's got to be a bit, or it's got to actually happen. I'll tell you guys after.
It's also tough when you preface it with, I came up with a hilarious scenario.
A lot of pressure.
Yeah, it is. But you guys will like it. You're going to like it a lot, Mike.
I've got something really smart to say, but I can't say it now.
It's true.
Because I'll be proven wrong.
Damn it.
I'm really hot when I take off my when I shave my beard and take off this hood, but I can't do that for you guys. Sorry.
Yeah.
Just put my hood on. Yeah. What are we talking about? Let's go.
Cannon.
Mike, what happened in World War II to the Japanese? Why are they mad at us?
What happened to the Japanese? You mean besides Hiroshima and Nagasaki?
There you go. Because on a previous show, You didn't say that. You had something completely different.
I'm sober now.
No, it wasn't that long ago. It was like 3 months, 6 months ago.
Well,
over the summertime.
I know. Some days I'm dumb. Some days I'm not quite as dumb.
Okay. Guess
what I did yesterday? I trucked on up to the Griffith for the Huell-Hauser Memorial.
I was going to go to that.
How was it?
Was it packed?
It was pretty crowded.
Yeah.
Wasn't packed though. I got there. No, it was no problem. I
probably would have gone, but I said there's no fucking
ballroom,
way.
Ballroom, and it is. Grand.
Oh, so sad he's dead.
I loved him.
You and your brother would run up and down the stairs. Now, was that allowed?
Well, they were up partying. We were playing on the stairs. So
these would be great stairs for children to run up and down.
They
fucking
were a blast.
Stairs. Mm-hmm. The man got excited about stairs.
Oh, God bless him.
Boy. The enthusiasm from the people that spoke was unbelievable.
Aww. Jillian and I went there, ironically and coincidentally, to the Griffith Observatory. I had not been there since I was a kid. Probably just like maybe a week and a half ago for the first time.
Last time I went, I didn't even see any Griffiths.
Nope. I didn't observe anything either.
We went because we wanted to do something that would be fun, and I was excited because it was really cloudy. Mm-hmm. There was no special events going on up there, and I thought, this is great. It's going to be empty. We got up there like an hour before closing, fucking packed. I mean, there was people trucking it up from the bottom of the hill. They parked at the bottom of the hill, and they were walking all the way up.
Well, that was the thing about yesterday. I thought it was going to be – I thought I would get there and go, no way.
I'm like, there's no way I'm going to the Huell-Hauser thing. It's
going
to be ridiculous.
I got right in and parked. I mean, I parked a ways away, but – I got right in. It was pretty boring, to be frank. But
well, his show was boring. He was a boring man.
I respectfully disagree.
His show was exceptionally boring.
Can I tell you, I was walking around videotaping myself, and nobody there found what I was doing to be in any way okay. Like, people were glaring at me.
Well, were you talking loudly?
Loud enough for the camera to hear.
Anyone else around?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, then you were speaking loudly. What were you saying? What kind of horrible things
were
you
saying? Just talking about the place on Huell-Hauser.
The only great thing that should be shot up there of Huell-Hauser is somebody should have been doing a Huell-Hauser video of the Huell-Hauser.
Mm-hmm. Look at all these people.
This is magnificent, all these people here.
How do you feel about
these
stairs?
People had stories about him that I find hard to believe. Like there was a councilman there that was talking about when he was getting sworn in, Huell-Hauser was doing it for him. And he goes, oh, my God, I forgot to bring a Bible. And he goes, next thing you know, Huell went out in the audience and found a Bible.
Was it Tom LaBonge?
It's like, Yeah. I don't know. I have a question for you, actually. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you'll know this or not, but you know there was an investigation into how Marilyn Monroe died, and they mentioned your dad.
Yeah, he worked on it.
Oh.
Yep.
Has he spoken with you about that?
A little bit.
And?
I mean, it's there's a lot of questions still there, but
worked in what capacity?
He helped investigate to see whether it was, you know, a conspiracy or a suicide.
Uh-huh.
And he was one of the first people to sort of work in forensics and stuff. And there's still a lot of questions, although he says it's most probable that perhaps she committed suicide. But there's still a lot of questions.
Is that how your dad talks?
Yeah, she's very serious.
Did he find a letter under her nail?
He didn't find anything under her what?
Like in Twin Peaks when they put the little teeny letters under their nail?
Yes.
Spoiler alert.
Obviously, he found nothing.
Spoiler alert from the TV show that's 25 years old.
He would have been killed.
Haven't seen
right?
It.
Yeah.
Dick Van Dyke's a writer.
He's still here.
Because isn't it
spoiler alert.
Kind of like
yeah.
JFK.
Did you see the Portlandia skit about spoilers?
He was there that night. Robert.
US government. So good.
Oh, really? Yeah. That was the
Ambassador.
Ambassador Hotel, yeah.
Yep.
Hey,
yeah.
I got a good idea that we were just doing. Let's have Tyler and I will speak and you guys speak. And
okay.
We've already done that on every show.
This could be like one of those great parts of Les Miserables where the two guys are singing over each other.
You know, it's the only best of nomination that I've not seen yet. I'm dreading it.
It's so good. Oh my gosh. I'll take you to see it and I'll get you pumped. And yeah.
The movie.
Yes.
And if I hear one more goddamn person, you included, Mike, come up and say, you know, they recorded all the songs on the set, so there's no lip syncing. And so the songs just go on and on and on. Oh, my fuck.
Did you know they were live, Anderson? Sorry.
I got a movie that I know is worse, though.
What?
Talk about it on this week's Film Vault. A little movie called Amore. You guys heard about Amore?
I got to say, you're in the minority because that movie got nominated for an Oscar.
Oh,
and I've heard a lot of people, including my friend, Carice Van Houten.
Pretentious?
It was
a pretentious fuck. This person is you're talking about.
She's an actress in Amsterdam, and she's won three Golden Calves, which is the equivalent to an Oscar. She's fantastic. She said it's one of the great movies.
I dare you to watch this movie, Mike.
What movie?
It's called Amore. And yeah, I know I'm totally in the minority because everyone's terrified to say movies like this are bad. It is well made to the point that, and I go off on this on the Film Vault. So, but whatever.
Where'd you see it?
I really got angry. I saw it in the theater.
You got a screener.
I love the director, Mike. I've seen tons of his movies, and I love. You're distracting my.
You know what? I'm really bummed that this song is playing because I want to hear it, but I have to pee. I'm sorry.
I was about to tell you about it more and defend my. Never mind that. And I got to show you a quick video. No, go pee. Would you?
Wait, hold on. This is my favorite part.
Oh my God. Why would you do this, Tyler? Why would you do this?
Because it's so beautiful. He wants to ingratiate you to the beauty of Les Mis.
Mm. Mike is seriously offended and angry right now.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3. I got big booty bitches, big booty bitches. I got big
booty bitches,
big booty bitches, big booty bitches, big booty bitches, big booty bitches, big booty bitches.
This is in the outtakes.
All right, so Girl Scout comes to your door.
Yep.
Here's how it went down. The doorbell rang. Dogs freaked out. Jillian and I were having a nice, peaceful Sunday. I think it was Sunday.
Aw.
And it's amazing how many door-to-door people there are left in the world. I feel like there should be a strict law about going up to people's doors.
It seems archaic.
If you don't know the first and last name of at least one of the occupants of who lives behind that door, it should be illegal to knock or push it. I don't think that's that outrageous.
I don't think so either.
No.
Unless they're delivering you something from awesome from Amazon.
Yeah, I mean, like if they have official business.
Yeah.
Girl Scout cookie is not official business. I'd like to paint your curb, the number of your house on your curb, not official business. Mm-hmm. Would you like to buy some magazines? Not official business. Mm-hmm. FedEx with a package that I got to sign for? That's official.
Word. Right? Okay.
We sign off on that. Girl Scout. I don't know who it is. Knocks on the door. Dogs freak out, and Jillian's always just, you know, her usual plan of action is to do nothing. Right.
Okay.
So she goes. I start to get up. She goes, "No, just stay." Dogs continue to bark. 30 seconds go by. Ding dong again.
Wow.
Right. Continue to bark. So I get up, and I go to look at the thing, and I think that they're gone. But I get scared because if they walk around to like I live in a corner. If they walk, I realize that if they walked on the other side of the street or back around the corner, that if they looked over, if they were crazy people and they looked over, they'd be able to see us sitting on the couch watching TV.
Okay.
Right. And I
don't like that at all.
Very tired still. And I look like disheveled these days right now, especially. I was pretty much wearing exactly what I'm wearing, which is pajamas right now. So I stumble up to the door. Now it's been about a minute. And I open the door and she's still standing there. And it's the fucking Girl Scout.
Whoa.
And she goes, "Hi." And she's wearing a uniform. And I immediately know what she's doing. And I don't have any cash on me. And I'm an old curmudgeon. And I should have just bought some cookies in retrospect. But before she starts to give her little speech, and her little parents are standing out there, and she's a little heavyset girl, and she's really cute.
Aww.
And she goes, "Hi, I'm with the girl." I'm like, "I have diabetes." That's all I say.
Aww. Good move.
Diabetes.
Sorry, I got diabetes. And I'm trying to look even more hungover than I am. And then she's like, "Oh," and you can see she's like, she probably has like a script that she's practicing and stuff. She has nothing for diabetes. She kind of goes, "Oh," and she looks at my chest. Like she breaks the eye contact, looks at my chest. All right, bye.
What's she going to have for diabetes? Uh-huh. You can build a tower out of them.
Don't you know any non-diabetics?
I'll take 7 boxes.
There are sugar-free cookies, but I'm sure that was in her sales pitch.
They're good for you, too.
Flash forward an hour, guys.
She comes back.
Jillian's got a craving for donuts.
Oh, man, you could have pacified that with thin mints.
I go to 3 different donut places to find the one that she likes, because that's how I am. It's kind of husband I am. I make up for all the horrible things that I say.
Now, you're a nice husband.
Come back with the donuts. I'm getting out of the car. Guess what 3 people I see walking around on the other side, and they see the fucking donuts.
So awesome.
They see me going to my back door with the goddamn donuts, and I'm mortified. And these are neighbors of mine.
That's great.
I see these people.
You should have held them up. It's for my wife.
You should have just looked at them and said, "I'm a liar," and gone inside.
I'm a diabetic liar.
White powder all over my mouth. I should have just started seizing right there.
I made a huge mistake.
This is such a George Costanza, like Larry David issue. Like, he would take it to such great levels that he constantly taking his blood.
Yeah.
I'm
not going to buy those cookies because of the fact I have no self control. And the last time I bought a box of Thin Mints in Bray and I drove to LA, I ate the entire box by myself in the car.
Yep.
All on the 105, like a 20-minute drive. I ate the entire box one after another, and they were delicious. And I love them.
Freeway in the history of the world.
And they're not that expensive.
Those 105
cookies are. It's the most expensive freeway.
Yeah.
Can I tell you, I take that freeway often, and I don't dislike it, but even better, I was on it a few weeks ago, and I noticed they're putting in a toll road, and I honestly wanted to pull over my car and jump up and down and cheer, because I will gladly pay $6 or $7 to get by traffic anytime, any day, any place.
Sounds like a Republican.
Anyhow.
Rich white man.
No, we all would. We all would.
$7 to get past traffic.
Rich white.
My transponder racks up about $50 a month, and I only go on toll roads twice. I think I'm getting ripped off, actually. Because I only use it once on the way to San Diego. So four times six is less than $50.
It is.
Yeah, I'm getting ripped off.
Yeah.
It's 24. Would you like to see something amazing?
Yes.
I'm very apprehensive. I don't think I want
to
see
it. The sooner you watch it, the sooner I can explain to the listeners.
Yeah, the sooner I'm
going to
be grossed out, and it's going to ruin my night, and I'm going to have nightmares about it. Or it's going to be some octopus thing I don't want in my head.
It's okay. It's going to be okay.
It's part of nature, though. It's like it's around you.
It's not part of nature if it involves an octopus and a vagina.
Not an octopus nor a vagina.
Yeah.
It's not. Bad. It's not. It's out of the water.
Does it involve death?
Kind of.
Yeah, that's trouble.
No, I mean, the thing's already dead, though. And the other thing is trying to live.
I'll watch it.
It's very small.
But I don't want to watch it.
You don't have to. You don't have to, Mikey. I don't like to torture people.
It's not the torture aspect. It's the fact that
Diana.
It's going to be stuck in my head and it's going to gross me out.
Diana,
yeah,
you'll
be fine.
Yeah,
there's
okay.
Something fascinating about it. There's like
I've
watched it like 7 times now.
Okay.
Over a million people.
Roll it. You're not going to sell me on the fact that
a huge group
of people watched it. Like that somehow indicates that it's good.
So that's a very large spider that was sprayed to death. Mm-hmm. So it's all kind of curled up. It looks like it was close to the size of a tarantula.
Yeah.
And the guy that sprayed it obviously noticed something happening to the spider soon after it died. So we got his video camera. Good. Lucky for us. And you can see, it is a piece of spaghetti that is alive coming out of the spider.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea that this worm lived in this spider is so goddamn impressive, I guess, that spider.
Okay, that is repulsive and disturbing. And if I ever saw that thing, I promise you I would move. I promise.
I know.
Promise.
I'm with you.
But that worm is gigantic.
It is like a piece of spaghetti, right?
I don't know if I buy this because it looks like it's on a tripod. What is that next to him? His baby?
Oh, Tyler.
And I think I'm with you, though. One of the most disturbing parts of that video, it would be so less disturbing if it was in the woods or it was like on dirt or something. When you see that nice molding.
Absolutely.
In the corner. Like,
how do you get that
inside
out of there?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, how do you, what do you do?
I keep thinking
fire?
Of the cleanup process.
Fire?
Yeah. Yeah.
You build a fire.
You can't.
Yeah. You just burn the house down. You just burn that house down after that happens in it.
I don't know how to find this exactly. Basquith montage. Or Basquith, I think you can find it on his. It's on YouTube.
Well, did you see the video of the snake on the
worm,
plane?
Worm, spider.
That,
it's not a good movie.
That is
I like that
freaky.
Movie.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
The python that climbed on the plane's wing and it flew for an hour while it coiled on the wing and then it died
and
stayed
we were
there.
About the fine
why did it
film?
Die?
Probably
how did
froze
it get
to death.
If you just type in worm spider, it comes right up.
Punch in python on plane wing in Australia or something to that extent.
There can't be a lot of hits for that, right?
No, there's got to be a ton of hits because it's true.
There's pythons ever on a plane every time I fly.
Tyler, you seen python on the... You used to see all the stuff long before everyone.
Snakes on a plane?
No, yeah. You had to have seen the python on the wing of the plane, on the Qantas Airlines plane.
There was a colonial woman on the wing of this plane? Or was it a colonial man? Was it a colonial man?
It wasn't either. It was a gremlin.
No, it's Bridesmaids.
Yeah, that was great. That movie's fantastic.
That is a good movie.
All right, you know what's not? Oh, more! Oh, my God.
Third one down.
All right. We don't
need to watch the video. Just look at the picture. Jesus. That's it.
Have any of you guys seen Silver Linings Playbook?
No, it hurts good, though.
It's not that good.
Has anyone seen Finding Sugar Man?
Yes, it's awesome.
Is it?
Yeah, so good.
Why is there an ad for on this video?
Oh, that's really sad. So what I'm understanding, that thing's giant,
no.
right?
Yeah, it's like 9 feet or 10 feet.
Oh, goodness.
I find that almost as disturbing as the worm spider.
I find it worse.
Wouldn't you want it to just get off of there?
Yeah.
It's dead, though. What part of the plane is that, by the way? Now, here's the worst part. If you're this guy, you got to get it off.
All right.
I'd be like, yeah, you know what? I quit.
I would quit, too.
No, you would burn the plane.
Oh, I hate snakes.
You just like fire.
Yeah. I hate them. Sorry.
Once you take the legs off an animal, I think they're super creepy.
I don't think they took the legs off, but
as soon as I see wings on anything, though, it's a lot less creepy.
I'm going to get a hatchet out and cut the legs off a lizard and go snake.
Oh, there's that horrible one of the cocaine.
Let's turn this off.
Yeah, I think we should. I think we should. Mike has never sounded more like a dad on this show.
I've paused it out.
Why does it freak me out so much? Goddamn
spiders.
I think
I like spiders less than snakes.
I like them so much less than snakes.
Alligators, not a big fan, but I think they're better than both those other.
At least they're slow moving.
Combined.
I'm okay with spiders, but not snakes. Okay, Anderson, what? I have a late Christmas.
Wow,
oh, Christmas continues.
Holy
smokes!
Salt and pepper.
Yeah.
Fin.
Yeah,
that's pretty awesome.
I love it. It looks like a shark is coming out of my table now.
Where did you find that?
Thank you so much. It looks like a claw. It looks like it could be a claw as well.
Is that how fin is spelled?
It's fantastic.
Are you going to be really offended if I get shark fins and crush them up and use them to salt? See, there I go. I'm saying dick things. Why do I say dick things?
You know you don't mean that. You love sharks as much as I do.
I absolutely do.
Yeah. I love the idea that it would even be taken seriously that you're going to somehow acquire shark fins, dry them out, crush them up, and then put it on your food.
My favorite Chinese restaurant I've ever eaten in my life, right down the street from me.
Shark fin soup.
They serve shark fin soup, and I ate there twice. Because it was the greatest Chinese I'd ever had. And I finally decided I'm never coming back here again.
Is it the place we ate at?
No.
It's illegal in California now.
I know. So maybe they don't.
It's illegal
maybe I can go
in
back.
Japan, I think.
No, we're talking China. They're different countries.
Really?
Different kind of eyes. Yeah.
That's how they determine different countries? Okay, the border's right here.
Thank you very much. I've never seen anything like this.
The guy in the first shack has different eyes than the guy in the second shack. Draw a line.
No, you can buy it. It's really expensive, though.
We're
it's
making
ridiculous.
Rice for dinner. No, you're not. You're in Japan now.
It doesn't. They have rice above.
No one's eating it, right?
Just shut up.
Shark fin soup?
Yeah.
A lot of people do.
Wait, you've never eaten it?
Oh,
right?
I've never had it. No. I've heard that it tastes not very good. Like on a 60-minute special, they're talking to people who have eaten it. Like, it
but it's
it
supposed
really
to
taste
be
like anything.
A penis enhancer.
Yeah,
right?
It's always
That's
a penis enhancer. Always.
So how do they justify
people,
terrible things?
Asian people really are on a quest to somehow have more fertility or make their penis stay hard longer. Doesn't it seem that way?
Yeah.
It was always like grinding up rhino horns or eating
tiger penis,
dragon skin or something.
I feel like we've talked about that.
Tiger penis, yeah.
But yeah, if anything's endangered.
Yeah.
Bring me the penis of all the endangered animals in the world.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much how it goes. I think.
Mix it all together, dry it out, and I'll put it on my regular food.
Why don't we start a rumor that Al-Qaeda is endangered?
Well...
We just wash our hands,
Why
right?
Why start a rumor that sending us yen gives you big penis?
Pretty sure if the military couldn't find him.
That's
that
true.
And I feel like the
some
Japanese
guy that's hungry isn't going to track down Al-Qaeda.
No, he wants to cure his ED. So
yeah, it's a lot of work to cure
that. The country usually finds the endangered species somehow and gets that.
I don't even think it's to cure that. I think it's that they want to enhance it, that they're worried about it.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm worried that I'm going to go bald, so I constantly like massage the back of my head, even though... I'm clearly not going bald.
Yeah, your hair's pretty intact.
So Tyler came up with a couple ideas for the show. This is the part of the show where we talk about the show.
Fun.
Well, at the Tam O'Shanter.
Okay.
We were engaging in some delightful Tam O'Banter.
Oh, I love puns.
I love the fact that you guys are out in talking about the show.
Oh, it's Tyler. Are you kidding me? I mean, it was just nonstop.
I'd say our percentage of talking about the show and actually improving the show is really...
I was unbelievably drunk from the three beers I had.
He got wasted fast. But before
those
he's even wasted...
strong beers.
They're like the black blood of the earth of beer.
Pretty much.
I discovered the Pim Cup.
What's that?
I'd only heard of on Mad Men before, and I remember watching Mad Men thinking, one day I will have a Pim Cup.
And he did.
And I had two, yep. And it was fun. And they're light and delightful, and yep. I didn't feel drunk at all.
No.
Hey, I was the responsible one that night, right?
Good for you. Yeah, definitely.
I have a question for you, Diana, since you know restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
I had a disagreement with somebody today who was telling me that the steaks at a place like Morton's or Ruth's Chris are not any better than the steaks he can make at home. And he said he can't tell the difference. And I vehemently disagreed because the steaks at Morton's or Ruth's Chris are so good and so different.
What are we doing?
That I can't imagine that he can pull that off on his hibachi at home.
Well, it's just where
if
you're buying it from.
Yeah, but it's also that oven that's 1,200 degrees that they cook a steak in 2.5 minutes and it's kind of crispy on the outside, yet it's still rare and warm on the inside.
Yeah.
Warm.
I mean.
Okay, you're not the only one that makes. Someone else was making fun of me for that. And she said I'm incorrectly saying it. Oh, and
do me a favor,
it
buddy.
It wasn't even in reference to the show.
Is she the friend you're talking about an actress?
Yeah. Out of nowhere, she goes.
So she knows film.
You say warm the wrong way. Warm the wrong way. And I was like, no, I don't. And we went and got in a big argument about it.
This person, can you do me a favor for the good of the show?
Yeah.
I know this is not the film vault, and I apologize, Tyler. I'm not going to say anything about it. But you're one of the, you were defending it, and you don't really know
that
much about it.
That was Carice Van Houten that said that.
Would you please go see it with your friend, who's an actress and a professional?
Okay.
Please go, and then we can talk about it next week. Because I haven't had this kind of a reaction to a film in years.
Well, now I don't want to see it, because you said it's terrible.
No, it's fantastic. It's up for Best Picture. You should see it. It's art.
Is there a part in the movie where... a tarantula gives birth to a worm?
Nope.
I want to tell the story.
There was a pigeon.
Mm-hmm.
There was a pigeon in the movie.
So far, so good.
There's an old man and an old woman.
I'm in.
There's no man.
Do they
eat
the pigeon?
Does he eat the pigeon penis?
And actually, it did inspire a art project that I want to do that I want to talk to you about. It's a digital art project that I want to do. And you might be the guy to talk to, or maybe I should talk to Scott. By Scott, our website designer, or maybe Damien, my website designer.
Eat, drink, man, woman. Did you guys see that?
Mm-hmm.
The opening scene where he kills the chicken and then cooks it up. At first, I was repulsed. And then by the end of it, after you had seasoned that fresh chicken and cooked it, there's nothing I wanted more than fresh chicken.
I'm not lying when I say that Chicken Run made me really, really crave chicken pot pie, and I went and bought one, and I felt horrible about it because...
Because a cartoon told
that
you.
That wasn't the point of the story or the movie, but it did really make me want a chicken pot pie. It looks so good in the claymation.
Chicken pot pies are too hot, though.
They're too fat.
Yeah,
they're too delicious.
I bet.
You know what they're doing now with, you know how they show the calories on menus?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Which I, somewhere in my retarded brain, my mentally challenged brain, I've said retarded twice.
Even I didn't say it.
What's wrong with me? Somewhere in my stupid brain, I think I really do believe that if I just don't look at the calories, it doesn't count.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I agree with that. And I don't. I feel the same way about stop signs.
And definitely. And birthdays and, like, serious holidays, calories definitely don't count.
No, they don't count. They shouldn't count there.
I thought you meant, because when I look at Facebook and it's someone's birthday, I just skate right over it like you didn't see that.
Hey, I ever tell you about the time I was in Mexico and a girl was driving and she was a very, very slow, mentally thinking woman?
Mm-hmm.
Friend
mm-hmm.
of mine.
Tell me.
And she was just rolling through stop signs because they said Alto, and she said she didn't speak Spanish. And she did it like 5-6 times.
Oh,
but the stop signs
are
the exact same shape and color.
Okay. Yeah.
But she said, and her excuse every time, and we almost died like 4 or 5 times.
I don't speak Mexican.
Yeah, pretty much.
But she was trying to be funny, right?
No. This is the same girl that thought that I was talking to her about Loveline. It was, so it wasn't that long. It was like 13 years ago. And I said, oh, yeah, we had the person that got voted off of Survivor, that CBS show, mm-hmm. that we had him as a guest on the show last night. Or she asked who the guest was, and I told her. And she goes, well, how did you have him on the show? They got voted off so they can come on the show, on our show now. They're not. She goes, but how were the? I'm like, oh, my God, do you think that they actually do get killed? She goes, no, I didn't think that. I'm like, wait, did you? She's like, well, it's called Survivor.
Anderson.
She really believed.
That's precious.
She owns 3 houses right now. Her
Anderson
own money.
Was
she's very, very rich.
Was that girl?
She makes her own money.
Does
she
this tie into your wife being angry at you for telling the story? Because it was Jillian?
No, it's not Jillian. Jillian's a very, very smart girl. Jillian's the prettiest and smartest girl I've ever dated. So I got lucked out there.
Good move then, marrying her.
That's I just look for smarts and pretties. Where was I going at? We were somewhere though. Dumb.
We were talking about Mexico.
The calories.
Yeah.
So what they're starting to do now? And other markets?
They've got a corner bakery, too.
They put the count on the calories. I like this. The next thing they're doing is they're showing the equivalent of miles you would have to walk. That's pretty sweet.
Oh, wow.
I don't ever want to see that.
I'm going to see it, and it's going to make me skinny.
Snap.
I don't know if it's true or not, but I saw somebody, or I read something online, maybe USA Today, and they said drinking one Coke, you have to walk like 2.5 miles to burn that off. And I was like, what?
Yeah. I believe it.
I'd believe it. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of sugar in there.
So when I drink a Coke and I chug 1 mile and then I have another Coke afterwards or a Slurpee, where am I at with that?
You've got to walk around the circumference of the globe.
Yeah, just never stop walking. You should be walking right now probably. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I really had something to say right there, and you both looked at me, and I lost it.
You want to know? You know what'll bring it back is if we watch a spider video.
Mm-hmm. Mm. It's kind of relaxing.
They should put music to that little bed.
Any of our listeners got caught watching the spider video at work?
You mean you think people are working right now, and there's somebody looking over their shoulder as they've got a television on?
For sure,
or a computer on?
Yeah, Tyler. For sure. I would say at least 50 people. Sitting at work in a cubicle or at a desk, watch that spider video for the first time while they're listening to the show. And
they will
getting paid.
This episode is uploaded.
No, I mean, because most people are listening during the day tomorrow or Friday.
That's what I mean, once it's uploaded.
Right. Well, yes, which it already has been by the time they're hearing these words. We're speaking into the future.
I love the fact that the guy slapped an ad on the front of that. Like, oh, this video is so great. I'm going to make a couple
of
YouTube
bucks. Just does that, I think.
No. You have to go on and tell him you want to do it.
Really? Well, he's got over a million hits.
It's revenue sharing.
Hey, you should go see him more. It's a great story about love.
I'm afraid to now. I'm even afraid to see Lincoln, even though I've heard it's great.
No, Lincoln, not the boringest movie of the year.
Amore?
Is it more?
Now I want to scream about Amore.
Well, I need to see a couple things. You know what's weird is I loved Lord of the Rings, but I have no desire to see The Hobbit.
The Hobbits is more the same.
Yeah.
Except it's more cartoony.
Yeah. Mm. Have you seen Hitchcock?
No.
I really loved it. He's my favorite director, though, so I'm a little biased.
The reviews weren't that great.
Hitchcock's your favorite?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hitchcock was pretty good.
I thought you meant the guy who directed Hitchcock.
Vertigo. Hey, you're live to Disaster. How are you? Watch this not work now.
You mean listen to it not work now?
Hi, how are you? Good to talk to you.
Hello?
It's hard to believe that used to be the phone ring for everybody, and that ring is so grating.
Huh?
And so loud.
It's true.
Are you old enough to remember when the phone ring changed from that to like beep, 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 beep?
Yes.
It was like the future?
I wasn't old enough to remember how startling different it was, but I remember when the ring was only the one that Tyler plays. Yeah.
Now get ready for hot, horny studs.
Came up with the smaller phone, like the princess phone, which was supposed to be a phone for chicks. Like in the 70s, that was a revolution too, because you didn't remember how heavy phones were? You could kill a man with a phone, or a woman, or a child, or a snake, or a friggin' spider giving birth to a worm, or a dog, or a cat.
I'm sure you say things on the show, Mike,
probably
and Tyler, and
giraffe.
I'm sure Diana, you said things, and then like once it's out there, it's like you can't just immediately
unsay them.
Push the button and go back to the film vault again. But I huge misstep in the new. Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, which I talked lots of shit about. I have no interest in seeing that movie. Mm-hmm. The posters are offensive that they're still making movies like that, and he's like an action guy again,
right.
And it's just with the guns and all this and that, and Johnny Knoxville in the background.
Johnny Knoxville? What in the world?
Old. I was talking horribly about it. We betted on it. We bet on it on the film vault, and I bet it was going to be like 7% or something ridiculous. 17%. And it's at 100% right now on Rotten Tomatoes, so I did a little bit. I finally looked into it, which I've been avoiding, and it's going to be a great movie. It's going to be awesome, and I can't wait to see it.
What do you mean you looked into it?
I went on IMDb, and I looked
you
to see who
synopsis?
Directed it. I didn't read anything about it. I mean, this could be an action movie somewhere. What could be in the synopsis, you know what I mean? But the guy that directed is a Korean director who made The Good, the Bad, the Weird, which I was just ranting and raving about when I saw it, talking about how Americans can't make movies like this, and they don't make movies like this in America. It's one of the greatest action movies I've ever seen, and it's the Japanese director. He also did I Saw the Devil.
I Saw the Devil.
Same director. But you need to see The Good, the Bad, the Weird. It's so good.
Okay, I will.
Tyler, have you seen
that? Is it subtitled or is it available?
It's subtitled, but you might be able to get it on disc. But it's one of the best action movies I've ever seen in my life. It's so fucking good. And this director is making a big shoot 'em up movie with a huge budget with Schwarzenegger. I can't remember the name of the movie. Last Stand, yeah. A terrible title. Everything about it is just awful. Mm-hmm. Screams terrible. But I looked into it, and it's going to be good.
Hmm.
And I felt like such an ass.
You giving it your seal of approval? 100% seal of approval?
I just know that that's going to go out there on Friday, and a bunch of people are going to be like, this dumb fuck. you didn't see who directed it. You know what I mean? Now I feel like an ass.
My favorite like movie in a long time was like Moonrise Kingdom.
Oh, I like that a lot.
We talk like a lot of shit about that movie, too.
It's
week.
A good movie, man. Wes Anderson's fantastic.
Yep.
It
fills my heart with joy.
It's tiring to
as
watch
you can
his
tell
movies.
From my voice.
His movies are set up for
I
like
disagree.
15.
I disagree.
They should be 15-minute shorts.
Mm. I don't know.
Maybe The Life Aquatic, but everything
The
else.
Life Aquatic is my least favorite of all of them.
Wasn't my favorite either.
Okay, Last Stand.
I forgot what we were talking. There's a movie I want to go see that I might go see tomorrow.
It's called
The
More.
You
need to go
is.
Watch it.
No, it's
Ji Woo Kim.
Something else.
Rust and Bone. Ji Woo Kim.
Okay.
All right.
I'll give it a go.
Go home and watch The Good, the Bad, the Weird. All right, no more movie talk, I promise. Oh, and Tale of Two Sisters. Oh, my God.
Oh, I have that in my queue.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a really fucked up director.
Okay.
If they're subtitled, why are the DVD boxes in English?
It's great action, and it's like, I don't think that The Last Stand is going to be disturbing,
mm-hmm.
but his other ones are disturbing. Like, I Saw the Devil disturbing, yet hilarious at the same time, right?
Oh, my God.
Like, the guy just could not stop raping. Like, he just kept getting second chances, like, letting him go.
Yep. It already
and he couldn't
bad.
Help himself. Yep. He's just like, oh, there's a hot nurse. I know I just got set free, but I must rape.
Oh, by the way, The Raid was amazing.
The Raid is so good.
I love that movie. Yeah.
Okay.
No. I don't want to see a rape movie where... It's hilarious. The guy keeps raping.
It is kind of funny, though.
Yeah, it really is.
Like Clockwork Orange.
That's the part of the movie I didn't like. The rape part.
What?
I didn't like it.
Which one? There's a couple rape
In fact, parts. Once Upon a Time in America, the director's cut is one of my favorite films. And there's a scene where Robert De Niro rapes somebody in the back of a limo and then tries to give the driver money and he won't take it because a girl just got raped in the back of his limo, but he's too much of a puss to defend her. And that scene really effed up the movie for me.
It's very similar to the taxi driver scene where the pimp, Harvey Keitel, gives him $5. He's like, be cool, man. She's cool. She's a crazy bitch. He gives him $5, and then De Niro keeps the $5. And Jodie Foster runs off. She was 12 when she made that.
Amazing.
Weird.
Yeah.
Okay, no more movie talk.
Okay, for real.
People want to know about this pimp game.
Really? I tried to go to a call, but it didn't work out. Let's go to another call. Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you? Help us.
Hello?
I think it did work out, actually, because I heard a voice, but then we all talked over them.
Yeah.
Mike?
Huh?
Yes.
Has been talking, or I've heard him talk about, like, old skateboarder things, and I want to know if you've seen the Bones Brigade.
Heck yeah.
Like,
yep, sure did.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I thought it was awesome.
Your skater wasn't in there, though. Who's the one you're talking about? Tony Orange Crush?
Huh?
No. Who's the one that used to be on the banana board that you talked about? He picked you up or something.
Steve Cathy.
Yeah, he wasn't in there.
He did, I wasn't going skating that day, so he picked up my friend Dave. He had a red and yellow. Red and yellow were the colors of GNS, and he wore all red and yellow, of course. Had red and yellow yo-yo wheels on his skateboard. And his truck, he had a Toyota truck that was painted red and yellow.
He wasn't in the...
And he had a skateboard wheel for the shifter. And I thought that was the greatest thing I'd ever seen in my entire life. And probably why I'm at my place in life right now is because I didn't pay attention to school or anything of any substance. And all I wanted to do was skateboard. You know what? I still only want to do that.
And you like the Bones Brigade?
Yeah.
I thought we weren't talking about movies anymore.
No, I liked it a lot.
It's really good. It's streaming, too. It's a good movie. You see it there?
Nope, I haven't.
You should check it out.
Okay, I have something to talk about.
Okay, cool.
I was rewatching Three's Company while in the bathtub today because it makes me feel like Scarface.
Don't let that TV fall.
Don't worry, I'm doing it safely. Okay.
Wait, how are you doing it safely?
Well, it's like on
Batteries.
A table far away from the actual bathtub.
Here's the key. Like it can't reach the bathtub with the cord. Is the cord too short?
Yeah.
What's going to happen? Because you never know.
Okay. Have you stayed in hotels that have flat screens in the shower?
Oh, brilliant.
You know what? Here's the problem is you just want to stay in there.
So?
What about when you go to the bathroom, one of those fancy restaurants, and there's like a sports center is on in front of the urinal? Do you just keep peeing?
Yeah. That happens
all
in men's
time.
Rooms?
Oh, yeah.
God,
the
laundry,
you don't feel like a man
right
until
now.
you're peeing, holding your thing, and reading or watching sports. Because
before
a lot of
times, it was,
they used to put sports pages up in front of you.
Yeah, before it was affordable. Way before it was affordable in the 90s, the Mondrian Hotel had flat screens in the elevator that were showing real simple, like just grass blowing.
I remember that.
Yeah, it was incredible.
It was
like
very
you get there,
relaxing.
And it was just a big wall of. Just grass moving in the wind or wheat or something like that.
You know, they're getting to such crazy extents with the technology that they've already got some markets, I think in Asia, where they're doing it with the 2-liter bottles of Coke. They actually put moving images, ads on these bottles of Coke.
Hmm.
They can actually put like what's the word? The optics. And
holograms?
They're actually like little screens.
Weird.
With batteries.
Weird.
That are advertising. You put them in your bag, take them home,
that
you put them
like
on your shelf.
Potentially get shot.
Yeah. It does seem dangerous.
A little battery.
Okay, so anyway, Three's Company. I was watching it sort of closely. I hadn't seen it in years. And I was kind of excited, like, with what forward thinking was shown on this particular show. There's a lot of sort of acceptance of Jack Tripper's mm-hmm. alternative lifestyle, you know, to the people that actually believed that he was gay.
Except for Mr. Furley. He didn't like it.
Mr. Furley didn't mind as much as Mr. Roper. Mr. Roper hated it.
Oh,
well,
real quick.
He joked about it, but he still, like, loved Jack.
That landlord was very much like Mr. Furley, only this guy was really wealthy. There was a point where he got really close to me and he goes, "There's a couple of gays living in the building, but they're not, like, gay. They're like, you wouldn't even know they're gay."
Was he wearing an ascot?
Oh, that would be great.
That'd be amazing.
You need
Are
to
you gay? Rent this place just to store your stuff in so you can have storage.
It's too small.
Yeah. I know, you can store some of your stuff.
$1,400 a month to store my stuff.
How many square feet was the apartment?
Half the size of mine right now.
I don't know what your residence is in there.
Okay, well, if I'm walking at a brisk pace doing laps, No, I don't know how big it is either.
Were you going to say anything else about his alternative lifestyle?
No, other than I was just sort of excited that, like, it, you know, in the 70s, such sort of a forward-thinking show was made and such positivity was shown.
I have
lifestyle.
A feeling that wasn't their intention. I have a feeling their intention was to make, you know, they're like, oh, watch this. They're all going to relate to Mr. Furley.
Well, there was, like, a lot of
Not
fun
all.
Made, but, like,
Well, that's
it wasn't...
what happened with All in the Family,
oh,
for
yeah.
sure.
All mm-hmm. in the Family was definitely, I think, like, a little bit more mean-spirited.
Well, in All in the Family, like, people were supposed to be laughing at him, mm-hmm. and it turned out that, like, they did polls and stuff, like, 80% of... I learned all this in college going, taking media classes mm-hmm. and stuff, and, like, 80% of Americans agreed with them, and they're like,
oh shit,
oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Do you think when they designed this box for the shark fin salt and pepper, the guy, someone at the company was like, no one's going to know what it is, put a fork in there?
Probably. Yeah.
Maybe to give it some scale? I guess.
Ah, good point.
Perhaps. Yeah.
That scale is, these are giant.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're big.
They could be dinosaur teeth.
They could be.
Who did you prefer as the girl roommates on the show? Did you like Terry better or Chrissy?
Chrissy by yeah. far.
Chrissy was best, then Terry, then Cindy.
Yeah. Oh, I hated Cindy.
Okay.
How did you guys feel about crossovers? Like when Laverne and Shirley, like when Mark from Mark, or Happy Days?
Didn't like it.
Yeah, it was
Still
too much.
Don't.
Yeah.
Too much joy.
So Tyler had a couple plans while at the Tam O'Shant. He wanted to talk about plans for the show. And one of them was he wanted to move, I think because, you know, he loves me so much. One of his ideas, well, after the third beer, second and a half beer in, mm-hmm. his idea. He was about 20% serious, I think, when he said that he wanted to move in with Jalen and I, share the bed
Aww.
For the good of the show. Some wacky, crazy Big stories.
The tales. I could bring my drop machine.
What? What? Ty?
I want to tell a story.
Did your wife agree to this too?
She was defending. She was yelling at Jillian about how could you marry a man that would call me an elf at that point. So she didn't hear it.
If you guys want to re-examine that idea that we all move into a giant house together, I'm ready for it.
Nah,
I'll
late.
Give my notice.
That's
too late.
The cutest idea ever. Like, I'll pay for this house.
I have to have. Well, we're all in, right? She's paying for it.
The least watched reality show of all time.
I was completely into it 3 years ago, or a year ago. 3 years ago. Where did that come from? I'm out now. Out.
Aww.
I could only do it if I had a separate entrance.
Yeah, of course. We'd all have separate. If we could pull all our money together, we could own a block.
We'd all have separate entrances. We're not sharing the women.
Oh, dear Lord.
How long would it be? How long? Hey, you know what? Honestly, that's not a bad idea, a thing to talk about.
2 days in, we're already doing a big gangbang orgy. Oh.
If we never aged, or even if we did age, but if we lived in eternity, or let's say 1,000 years, and we all had to live together, mm-hmm. it would happen.
I wouldn't. Here's the thing is, if we lived 1,000 years, I would feel much better about my life.
Why is that?
So I'd have a lot more time.
Yeah. I keep feeling like I'm wasting time.
I do all
like,
the time.
No matter what, even
like
if I'm
right
working
now,
my
during
ass
the show.
Off.
You know what really, what?
This is fun.
I was trying to...
Oh, wow, that was...
I didn't mean it. See, that's one of those things I wish I wouldn't have said.
I'm crying now.
I'm always crying on the
You ever look at old fucks that are in charge of things, even if they're just like 50 or something, uh-huh. and they're in charge of stuff, and they act like in all this about experience, and they've been mm-hmm. doing, and you think about like the grand scheme of things, it's like, dude, you're a fucking infant like the rest of us. Everyone mm-hmm. get over your goddamn experience, yeah. and I know everything, and conventional wisdom. Everyone settle down with that shit. And don't go to the other side where it's all like you're fucking hippie,
yeah.
You know, spiritual bitch. Either, you know, let's keep it... Let's all just be a little more realistic about yeah. things.
I don't know if it's what you're talking about, but I really, really disdain people who have very little power but milk it. Like if you're a manager of like a Wendy's or something.
That's just that's leftover from their bullied childhood.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I see a lot of that.
Yeah,
yeah.
I bet you do in the restaurant business for sure. Yeah.
Yep.
The food service industry.
I think a lot of people were bullied, including myself.
You were bullied?
Oh, yeah. Bad.
Bully.
Yeah. Did you see that interview with Megan Fox where she says being famous is worse than being bullied? It's like you're bullied every single day by the press.
I'm so sick of pretty people complaining.
I know. I'm sorry.
I'm trying not to bitch as much.
I'm kidding, by the way. I know she's pretty.
Also, I don't want to hear Ben Affleck bitch again about how he was not nominated for an Academy Award.
He bitched?
Boo-hoo.
His goddamn movie shouldn't be up for an Academy Award.
Wait, he bitched? Yes. He complained? He had the balls to complain?
Be up for Best Picture or Best Director when you're casting yourself and you're fucking white playing a Latino and you have the ridiculous ending that you have. You should be ousted.
And then he was like, oh, and I wasn't nominated for Best Actor ever.
This is a big problem
Boo-hoo.
In life.
Go home to your beautiful
You know what else shouldn't be up for Best Picture? Is more.
Okay.
This is a big problem in life where people have all the success in the world and they get to do something they love doing, which 999% of the public dreams they could possibly get their foot in the door to even have a slight opportunity to maybe work their way up the ladder to do that. And he's actually complaining that he's not going to get nominated for a trophy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What a whiny little baby he is.
quick plug for someone who doesn't really need that much of a plug and who ironically offered us a plug, but we didn't get one on his old podcast. And I'm talking about Jim Jeffries. He was on the pre-show last night, and he's got his new show coming out.
Coming on a woman's face is the greatest thing on earth.
There he is. I quoted him on the way out of the house yesterday to the wife, and she was not pleased. She called me a sick prick.
Did you say that?
Yeah, I said exactly that.
Oh, okay.
Because she asked who the guest was, and I said Jim Jeffries, and then I followed up with that.
Okay.
And she goes, "What'd you say?" And I said nothing. She goes, "You're a sick fuck."
I was at the urinal peeing about, I don't know, 2 weeks ago, and he came in and stood at the urinal and showed me pictures of his baby.
Mm-hmm. Coming on a woman's face. Is-
he's a little different. Yeah, he's really into sharing stuff. Like when he was on our on the After Disaster a few months ago, he couldn't wait to take us out in the parking lot and show us his new car, which he called the General Lee. Remember mm-hmm. that?
I saw
he's
it.
He's got the new Chevy or whatever. What is it? I don't know.
It's
what kind of car is it?
Charger. Dodge Challenger.
Oh, you got to check out me new ride.
Last night, he was very excited telling me all about his new place because he doesn't live in Venice anymore. But long story short,
where's this new place?
He lives in Mount Olympus now. I don't know if that was for air.
God damn it!
Yeah, he doesn't.
Is he gonna marry that girl? That he had the baby
probably.
With?
He was talking about how he's gonna quit drinking now because he doesn't want to fuck up, which I translate to he's an alcoholic who might cheat on his girlfriend. Even though he prefaced it by saying I'm not an alcoholic or anything, looking right at Drew. Long story short, I don't think he would
cheat on his girlfriend. By the way,
well, he says every stupid thing he's ever done in life is while drunk. Is while drunk, and he doesn't want to lose the two things most important to him in his life, which is the girl and the baby. So he's not gonna drink anymore.
Well, that sounds like lose that baby.
Sounds like
keep the doors closed.
So, anyways, his new show premieres on FX tomorrow night or tonight. I don't know when this podcast is getting released, but on FX Thursday night, 10:30, called Legit. And it's supposed to be very good. If it's Jim Jeffries related, it's going to be great. Yeah. But he's acting. And he said that he was talking on the pre-show yesterday, and it was very funny, talking about how he's always wanted to be an actor, but he's always been really nervous about it. And, you know, he always hears people talking about how hard it is, and now that he's doing it, he has zero respect for actors. It's the easiest job in the world. and then he brings up this fucking point, and I'm not burning his bit. I don't think it was a bit. He was just talking about it on the show. But he says, Drew, imagine this. He says, there's like a six-year-old girl. She's eight now, but she's up for an Academy Award. She's as best actor of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine anyone 8 years old doing your job, Drew. And other doctors saying, yeah, I can't even compare to that. There's no way. I mean, that eight-year-old kid is just doing it. And being one of the top five people in that profession of the year.
That's a good point.
And he says, actors are so...
She's an eight-year-old airline pilot. The best.
That's very funny.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Good point.
Mm-hmm. I love Jim Jeffries. I love him.
Yeah, I do too. I really do. I think he's one of my favorite people.
He's just a great guy.
He's a great guest, too, on Loveline.
You get the idea, like, if you got to know him, too, like, you wouldn't be horribly disappointed, you know?
That's so nice.
You get that idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Other comedians who I love, I guess the idea
nice
that
enough to do this show.
I got to know him. I wouldn't like him much. Some other comedians that I love.
I know you've probably seen it already, but did you guys watch that link I sent you of Bill Burr losing his shit?
Mm. Yeah, I'd seen it. And it's hilarious.
I saw it too, and then someone sent it to me, and I forgot that I'd seen it.
Well, that's better audio than I'd ever heard before. But Bill Burr, it's legendary. A number of years ago, he was at some comedy festival in Philadelphia with thousands and thousands. I think it was like 30,000 people.
It was a lot of people
in the audience. It was like a giant stadium. It might have even been, I don't know if it was at the Vet, but it was in a big sports arena. And it was a really drunk, rowdy, typical Philadelphia crowd. And they booed the three comedians that went on before him, and then they started giving him shit as soon as he got out there. And it was like a 16-minute set or something he had to do.
It was a long time. He just snapped, basically, and said
He just said, fuck it, I'm not doing my routine, I'm just going to abuse all you fucking cunts.
But it wasn't a little bit of abuse. It was as brutal as you could possibly get.
But it was like locker room, just you know, trying to.
But it was pretty quick. And then when my favorite part was when he would just, you know, you stupid fucks. I hope you fucks take a bullet in the head. I hope all you fucks die from AIDS right now. And that someone just comes in and cleans up your fucking AIDS-riddled bodies. 7 minutes. And
yeah,
he would count
down
the minutes.
He's like, I got 7 more minutes, and I'm doing the entire fucking set. He took on the whole city. It's legendary. It's great. Bill Burr. Who else could do that? Jim Jeffries might. Yeah.
I don't think Jeffries would, I don't think Jeffries has that kind of anger that Bill Burr has.
Just to let all of you know, on the message boards, I did not ask for any of you to tweet me dicks pictures. So please no pictures of your dicks. Thank you.
Yeah, enough with the dick pics.
Who interpreted anything that we've said tonight as send you pictures of dicks?
Somebody suggested it. I don't know.
Hey, I've been in that bathroom. Where is that?
I don't know.
Lick my fucking red nuts, all of you. You can line up in your Harold Carmichael fucking jerseys. And one
here it
at
is.
A time, you Gilbert. Can all suck my dick. City of brotherly love, you bunch of fucking cocks.
He's so pissed.
He's so brave. You
fucking goddamn losers. 52 fucking hours into a show. The fuck am I gonna do at this point? You people are on a goddamn acid. Fucking be up here talking about Hitler, that ain't gonna work. What do you want me to talk about? Hey, throw out some topics. Let's talk about heart disease, something you're all gonna fucking die of, and I'm gonna laugh at your fucking funerals. It's gonna be great. You're all gonna get fucking cancer, which is fantastic, because all your fucking heads are shaved anyways. No one's even gonna notice. You're gonna get fired for coming to work too late, because they're not gonna notice that you have fucking bone marrow cancer. The only thing that's gonna give it away is me laughing at you in the fucking background. You fucking bunch of losers with your fucking cell phone pictures. Fucking suck a dick. Fucking asshole. 11 more minutes of this.
Does he go on for 11 minutes?
My favorite
like
part
it's
of the whole thing.
Considerably worse than that.
My favorite part of the whole thing was when he was talking about, he's like, you don't even have any, because they love their sports in Philly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're passionate people, but they're also known as being some of the hardest, meanest, rudest sports fans in the world.
Yeah, they're horrible.
And he was saying, you know, you don't even have any real sports heroes. The only sports hero you got is Joe Frazier, but he's black, so you can't even celebrate him. You bunch of fucking racists. He's like, you got to go out and invent a fucking, what are they called? They're called, what are they called? They're called,
heroes?
No, athlete. That's where my brain's at. You got to go out and invent yourself. Get like a short, a 5'3" Italian guy named Rocky and make a fucking statue of him. He's fake. He's not even a real fucking athlete. You racist fucks. Oh, it was good shit.
Yeah, that was pretty good. I like it.
I get tingles when I watch that kind of stuff. I get tingles.
Where?
All over. Usually the nape of my neck.
Mm, that's pretty good. I didn't. What is the nape of your neck? This the elbowy area?
You know where I learned that? It was Tom Cruise. When he told that guy that he was being Lauer. He's like,
so
you're
being
glib.
Yeah.
I think it was that interview, and he just asked him point blank, like, what part of Nicole Kidman do you find attractive? And he's like, the nape of her neck.
Ew.
That was his answer.
I think he's right about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you just asked me what the nape was.
No, but I mean, women's necks are attractive.
Mm. The nape?
I feel like Nicole Kidman probably has even more attractive qualities, though, about her. Yeah?
I don't know. She's got a big old long neck.
She's got a really cute nose.
She does?
Yeah.
I think she's probably really beautiful, but I don't know what's attractive about her.
You can only
the nape.
You can only look at her as she as water drips off her in the moonlight.
Hmm. What?
It's the best way to look at women.
Fresh water or salt water.
You're on the after disaster. How are you?
And the only way you get Bill. One is if I throw it at your fucking stupid heads. You bunch of racist fucking morons. Look at this. What are you taking a picture of, E-Rock, huh?
This is the same part.
This is the most. I'm saying all the shit I wanted to say for 14 minutes. This right here is the theme of my set. A broken mic stand. 3 motherfucking minutes left.
Thanks for that update. Hey, you're after disaster. How are you? Welcome to the program. Once you become a part of the program.
And talk.
By talking.
Someone talk.
This is Jamaican Henry.
Oh. That's not really Jamaican.
I don't know who that is.
You know what sucks is I think that things change in there, and like the one thing that I can't allow Tyler to be a part of touching in there is the one part that I think switches automatically. But if he were to do the wrong thing,
the
it wouldn't only be
neck.
The end of the show. It would be the end of my existence anywhere near the studio. You know, because I've been warned too many times because I've made that mistake too many times.
Tyler, you honestly seem awfully quiet tonight.
Yeah, you okay?
He's really tired.
Good.
You should say, I have laryngitis.
Ty.
Cannon.
I didn't like that answer with the I'm good.
Did saxophone music chill you out too much?
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
Aww.
Tight.
Are you bummed out about your wife's short hair?
That big booty bitches combined with Dream a Dream, like, nothing compares to that. So.
That was brilliant. Kiss your brain in there. Bye,
thank you.
All right, I'm going to go check the phone. Actually, you know what? Should I just... Hey, you're in the After Disaster. How are you? Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
So it's not the phones. It's the callers. Shocking. Yes. Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
It's Lauren.
Please don't be Lauren is what I was about to say. God damn it!
Did you do this, Tyler, intentionally? Nice. Did you set us up?
I did not.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi.
Hi.
You do not look like an elf.
Oh, my God. Who said I look like an elf?
Uh-oh. Nobody said anything?
What are you talking about?
Nothing?
This is Mike. It wasn't me, for sure.
Wow, you guys are so nice.
Lauren.
I didn't say.
Oh, my God.
It's not Lauren White.
What?
Yes. Oh, it is Lauren White. Oh, no. I just fucked up again. Hi, Lauren. So what have you been doing all night? What's going on?
What have I been doing? I just got home a little while ago.
Mm-hmm.
Not much is happening.
What made you call?
I was bored.
Jillian never calls.
Yeah.
I have nothing else to do.
Do you guys have a stronger marriage because you've been married longer?
Can I ask you a personal question?
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Were you really inspired to cut your hair because of Anne Hathaway?
I liked her haircut. I already had short hair. So.
Good choice.
Mike's obsessed with Anne Hathaway
because loves her.
She sings with rosy cheeks in his favorite play.
But I was just told I look like an elf. So.
No, I didn't say
that. Diana said that. She said you did not look like an elf, actually, is what she said.
Yeah.
Hey, Lauren, you know what? We talked a lot about you tonight. It's kind of weird you would call tonight because we've been talking about you throughout the show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Thanks,
guys. Sure you were calling in reaction to that.
I actually wasn't listening because I never do. But
that's nice. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for your support. Appreciate that.
Who's that dude that calls us up and insults us and then comes back with a love the show?
John from Boca.
The show's a lot better nowadays than it used to have been, easier to listen to now.
Why do you think Lauren?
Why do I think so?
Yeah.
I have absolutely no idea.
Okay.
You guys actually learn to listen to each other and have conversations.
For those of you who might not know, this is Tyler's wife, Lauren, who's speaking gibberish.
Not true.
Thanks for the introduction.
Not true. Where the show used to be much better than it is now.
No, yeah. You guys were terrible. That's why I stopped listening, because you guys never were able to have a conversation.
You do look like an elf.
Oh, my gosh, stop.
God.
I was kidding. I didn't even see you.
Lauren, her Twitter handle is Lauren Who Ruins Tyler.
Really?
I will punch you in the face. Mike, was that you? I will punch you in the face.
I didn't say it. Anderson said it, and I was just backing him up.
I'm a lot stronger than you think I am, guys.
I didn't think you were not strong at all.
I had so much fun with you, Lauren, and Jillian continued to talk about you after we parted ways on Saturday night about how much, I mean, because Jillian doesn't like many people, and she just kept going on and on about it. I just love Lauren. I like her so much.
I've got some weird news for you. When we all move in together, guess what's going to happen eventually?
I don't know.
They're going to pair off.
You said it.
They're
it's bound to happen.
See, Lauren, there's been a lot of talk tonight, and your husband's not really contributing much because he's a very tired little man. What was that?
Did I miss something?
Oh, you missed like an hour and 20 of something. Yeah, we've been talking for an hour.
You spoke of lovingly, though.
Yeah, everything's been good to you.
I missed an hour and a half of something that involves me.
No, mm-hmm. I mean in and out, on and off. Back and forth a little bit here
up
and there.
Down.
But, I mean, there was plenty that had nothing to do with you. But I would fill you in, but I have too much respect for the listener, and I don't want to bore them with what they already know.
We'll just bore them with what's coming up.
Deadcom's a really good movie. You should watch it.
I like that movie.
I think I saw it.
1989. Nicole Kidman and the nape of her neck are both exposed. Perfect. I forgot the word athlete was earlier, Lauren. That's how tired I am.
Everybody's doing great.
I'm not understanding what's going on.
Not to worry at all. You were spoken of absolutely lovingly this whole time. And I told everybody how you gave me the best haircut I've ever had.
She did say that.
I appreciate that.
She talked about how you got her drunk.
No, I got myself drunk. And then she cut my
hair. You got me drunk.
What?
That's what I do.
Who drove?
This is a good time.
Yep.
Mike also wants to know why you go to someone else to get your hair cut and you can't just cut your own hair like he does.
Why I don't cut my own hair?
Yeah, like he does.
because I don't want to look like an idiot.
Hmm. Lauren, it's so sweet that you just called us, just on the regular line, too. She didn't call, like, a hotline or anything. She was just one of the people on hold. How nice is that?
How hard was it to get through?
That line literally rang at, like, 12:59.
I called twice, and it was busy, and then the third time it went through.
Thank God it was busy twice. That makes me feel better.
Mm-hmm. And your hair looks great, Michael.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, I can't hear you guys anymore, so I'm going to hang up.
All right, see you later.
Bye, Lauren. We love you.
All right, see you later.
Bye, Lauren. Let's hang out soon.
I don't hang out anymore.
That got really uncomfortable for a second.
She's going to think I called her an elf.
When she said about what, it took me back to like the high school days of like talking like you know, when there'd be
told
like three
you
or four people.
She didn't notice or remember or anything.
Oh, really? She didn't remember?
I don't remember you saying that.
Really? Uh-huh. Yeah. Can I show them a picture that I took of you guys?
What?
Yeah. Can I show them a picture that I took of you guys?
When did you take a picture of me?
Oh my God.
I like you.
Really
I like you guys
anything.
As a couple.
Were you
by
guys
the way.
Blackout drunk? What's going on?
I was very drunk.
I did apparently. Have some chartreuse.
I'm gonna show a picture.
Chartreuse.
It's very strong.
That's a plane crash.
Yep.
Universal.
Yeah.
When did you go?
I worked there. This is everything that you missed. You guys should talk.
Yeah.
I'm not talking.
We should talk. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I just happened to take a picture of my of the table. I'm sorry. This must be boring for everybody.
Oh,
I'm sorry, but I took a picture of Tyler and Lauren, and they
why
just
are
looked
they
up
sitting
the
so far apart.
And they both look like
they're leaving room for the Holy Spirit.
They both look like characters in a comedy, but neither one of them are trying to, you know what I mean?
It's a half-sitting picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so I think that it's God be with you time. God be with you time.
I
no?
believe so.
Yeah.
I said that because I just yawned. I'm sorry.
Is there anything else anybody wants to get to? Any diabetic Girl Scout?
No, but
cookie,
I do like that story, by the way,
because
I think it's a fantastic lie. Awful. And it's a harmless lie, too.
No, it's not, because they caught me.
Well,
they
it's not harmless
because
you probably set her up to think that everyone in life is a liar, and no one wants to help her, and they're willing to lie to get out of helping her.
The fucking donuts that I was carrying were not only in the pink box, but also they had a big yum-yum.
Mm-hmm.
Yum yum with yep. a fucking the smiley face with the tongue coming out.
Every time something happens where she's denied, she's gonna be like, "Can you help me carry these boxes out to my car?" Let me guess, diabetes. You can't help. Everything's gonna be that.
I like that boy at school, mommy, but I think he has diabetes. He doesn't.
Here's my application, but I'm sure you're not gonna hire me because you have diabetes.
Hey Ty, what's going on there, buddy? Are you
on
the
phone?
Oh no, you're on the phone with Lauren. Oh yes. No. Can you push the play button so that we can wrap this baby up?
Can sure, you please tell her I didn't call her an elf?
Hi, you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
Hey, it's Lauren again.
No, it's not. What's with our caller is trying to imitate?
You take markers.
It's the master of throwing his voice.
Follow me at Lorenzo White.
What's up, man?
What's up?
How are you?
Did you just put a plug in for your Twitter account?
No, he said Lorenzo White.
He said, follow me.
At Lorenzo White, which is Tyler's wife.
Oh.
Right, should we do a little group therapy?
We'll be at Mike Carano.
Group therapy.
That's a good idea. I need more followers.
All right, guys, you're all on. What do you guys want to talk about?
I don't need them. But...
Hey. This is Von Herzog. I was in Jack Reacher.
Oh, you were in Jack Reacher. That's why I need to see that. God damn it. I knew there was a reason.
Hey, a friend of mine, Jim Short, friend of the show, actually, comedian
yeah.
Jim Short, went to the Kubrick exhibit and said it was great.
I know.
You went?
No, I'm going to go two or three times.
Let's go.
I thought you were boycotting.
I have to go the first time
okay.
by myself.
Okay.
No, let's go for sure.
I'm in. Tell me when. I'll go, man.
Logan, producer of the Film Vault, you check it out. It's a good podcast. He sent me a picture from it, and I just immediately, I was sitting there, where Jillian and I were having a nice relaxing afternoon. It was post-Girl Scout, so we were back to being, you know, left alone. And Logan sent me a picture, and I became like, I jumped up off the couch because I'm such a pain in the ass, I'm sure. And I started yelling and screaming at myself.
Was it the baby in the bubble, or was it the monkey?
No, it was one of the.
Or the chair, his chair?
It was Lucy. Hello, Lucy. Where the milk comes out of her breast from the set of A Clockwork Orange.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I want to go. I'm inspired to go now as well. Let's go. Anytime you want to go. If you really want to go by yourself, that's fine.
I've been meaning to go for some time. And
you guys should make sure to tweet when you're going and then have all the listeners meet you.
Mm-hmm. That'd be so much fun.
Anderson's nice.
Honestly, let's go.
Okay, where do we go?
Which day?
I don't know. We'll pick one. Oh, don't let me forget to tell you the scenario I came up with after the show. That's hilarious.
Okay. don't forget to remind me to tell you some great anecdotes and stories from this week.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, listeners, come out. Sean and Xander are playing the TAM February 2nd. They're amazing.
And Xander shows his cock sometimes, which is... Oh, yeah, you guys were all so wasted. They're all chanting penis at the guy.
Oh.
I think you were part of that too, Diane.
Oh, yeah.
Penis.
No,
penis.
That was someone else.
Tyler was definitely leading the charge.
Oh, no, Lorenzo.
The charge to chant penis?
He's I have like, tried. I've seen his penis.
Could she really see his penis?
Yeah, far, far. There's something I should tell.
Yeah, he didn't take any clothes off this time. Last time he took his shirt off.
It's the guy that used to be in the Circle Jerks and then another guy who does his own thing. He wasn't in the Circle Jerks.
No,
the other guy.
No, he's just a really good guy.
Okay, well, I find it weird that they're playing a restaurant, like your restaurant, because that's a nice place.
They're playing our pub.
If you have never been to the Tam O'Shanter, it's one of the most amazing restaurants in Los Angeles that I've ever been to. It's been there since when?
1922. Yep.
Walt Disney himself used to sit in that restaurant and draw sketches of ideas and plans for Disneyland.
He designed Club 33 on our very own cocktail napkins.
Wow. And the whole
That's
place.
Pretty awesome.
Yep.
The Holy actual, crap. the what were you telling me, the Snow White's dwarves?
Yeah, Snow White's, the cottage the dwarves lived in, based on the Tam.
It was based on the Tam O'Shanter. How fucking amazing is that? And it's a restaurant you can still go to and eat at.
Kuehl Hauser used to love it.
Oh, I can imagine.
R.I.P.
Oh, boy.
Hey, guys, you're all still on. You got anything to add there, callers?
Everyone send your fan mail to Mike Carano at 320 South.
Mike, have you eaten your goddamn candy cane yet?
No, I haven't.
Have you what?
Eaten my goddamn candy cane. No, it's just sitting there. I don't know what to do with it.
Well, eat that crap.
It's gigantic.
Bring it over and like cut it up into pieces and share it with everybody.
All right. I don't know how to cut it.
You know, the only time I've seen your candy cane is on the afterdisaster.com?
Mm-hmm.
Big shout out.
I posted of it.
Big shout out to Scott by Scott for
huge
our
shout out.
Huge yeah. shout out.
I do want to eat that candy cane because sometimes I've got a sweet tooth late at night and I stare at that baby.
You should eat it next year when you go get another one.
Do you think it's going to taste different?
No, you can eat the new one.
I already tried some. They gave you a sample of the hot candy cane when it came out of the oven or whatever.
Does it taste different than regular?
No, tastes exactly the same.
Okay.
Hot candy cane has to be a song from the 80s.
Andrew C. listener of all things who sent me three movies. That I was supposed to share with everyone. I have not watched any of them, and I will share them with everyone. There. Answer that question. He sent me three movies that I wasn't planning on watching ever.
Oh, I saw that.
Now I'm obligated. I'm obligated to watch at least one of them. And one of them is streaming, and he bought it. I feel really bad.
Which one?
It's like I can watch it for free.
Maybe
something
he saw
about
it.
I Kissed a Vampire?
Oh.
Yeah. It's his three favorite movies of the year.
Okay.
I got to watch them all.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll do it.
It'll be great. You'll love them all.
Right after I go back and watch them more again, because that's fucking art, man.
It's a great movie.
It's so
I
good.
Seen it
Can't
yet.
Wait.
I don't it's really so want to go in and see it and be bored to death.
No,
hey,
you
guys, thank
it.
You for listening.
It might be the worst movie I've ever experienced.
Truly ex... What?
A Day Without a Mexican and a Moor are the two movies I will think of when I think of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life.
Mm.
For different, very different reasons.
I guess you haven't seen Phantom of the Paradise.
Gotta see this.
You do have to see it.
Why is it good?
It's a classic. Mm-hmm. Paul Williams.
I think I just broke the computer.
Did you see it, Diana?
No, I didn't.
Ty. Oh. We should have a screen.
I just want to say that I speak for myself, Diana, Corrado, and all the listeners when I say that I miss you.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, me too.
This is the least you've ever... This is as little as you've spoken on nights you won't even hear.
Is that you becoming Superman now? You're gonna turn it on?
Yeah, I'm just flying away.
All right, here's...
I'll be sweet up through the...
Conspiracy theories.
I hope in my life I'm never in a place that naturally has that sound.
Yeah.
The bathroom.
That would be fun, actually.
No, it sounds like I would be in a cave while there's
shooting
a
snowstorm.
Really
cool.
What?
And we were shooting something really... We were at a place that windy. At the crater in Death
Oh, my
Valley.
God, you're right.
It was
that
at least
crater,
this windy.
That was a volcano.
A volcano crater. Oh, my God.
Okay.
You're
right. It was this windy, but it didn't make that noise.
A closet.
I had something that I had to end on. I can't remember. God damn it. Oh, the last thing that Tyler came up with, his idea, and we should somehow put it to a vote. Maybe Scott by Scott can help us out. Tyler's idea, I understand what his motive is, so that's why I'm resistant to it. But he wants to do this. I think it's going to be a terrible idea. But he wants the
idea.
Three of us to get together in maybe my garage somewhere, some neutral site.
Three Pebs in.
Is that neutral?
It's not really neutral.
Wait,
but
is this for a fight or something?
No.
Because I don't want to do it.
We're going to sit down, probably in uncomfortable chairs. We're going to sit down or gather. And he wants to turn on some kind of recording device and do a show for 4 to 5 hours straight.
Yeah.
Won't that be so much fun, you guys?
And then he wants to hack it up into four segments and release them on four consecutive Fridays
and not come in here for a month. And his reason, his main purpose behind this is because look at how tired he is. He can't hack it anymore. That's
well,
why
I have a different suggestion. Why don't we just do the show earlier?
Can't. Where? How? Why?
Why?
Where? Well, I mean, I understand why. For Ty Ty's sake.
The earliest I can do it is 8. Where we're going to meet at 8 to record
that
this.
That Chinese restaurant, that was pretty good.
That would sound awful.
They don't seem to care what you do in
no,
there.
No, they wouldn't care, but it would sound awful.
There'd be forks banging in the background.
Take a van out.
Have you heard that language?
Around talking to people.
That place is empty.
Take a van came over where?
He talked to us.
It was just the Lucy Liu thing and
so
I'm seeing
like
it. Kill Bill.
Do any listeners want to build us a studio that we can record at?
Yes.
We sell a couple hundred more mugs.
All right, everybody.
Wait, this is kind of concerning me and bumming me out. So, Tyler, are you basically giving us an ultimatum?
No, he's not giving us
I don't
us
have any
ultimatum.
Old tomatoes for you.
Old tomatoes.
I just, well, A, it'd be convenient for me, but second of all, I just think it'd be hilarious because by the end we'd be so delirious and sick of each other and have nothing to talk about. It'd be great.
It would give us a month off.
You guys are both anti the show. Wow.
No, I look forward to this. Every time we don't do a show, like it's some sort of vacation or whatever it is, some sort of holiday, I'm completely bummed out. And I'm up anyway.
If we could put up a yay or nay, because here's the thing.
I hate those words.
Here's the thing. If we put up a poll, Scott, on the website, is if we do the 4-hour thing, we won't do anything live, nothing remotely topical. You won't hear us do anything live for an entire month. But we'll do the crazy 4 to 5 hour ridiculous show.
I don't think we should do it from your garage. I want to be more comfortable. Let's get
I
want
to do
room.
It like in the middle of the summer from my garage because it gets up to about 115 in there.
Let's
I think
get a hotel
awesome.
Room.
We get hostel Ooh, at that.
We could do like Indian Sweat Lodge.
Oh, interesting.
And Tyler wanted he and I to drink, and I'm like, that would be awful. I'm not going to drink.
I don't think the recorder is going to do well in an Indian Sweat Lodge.
All right, maybe we'll come up with something by next week.
Maybe we could do it all.
Think about it. Yeah? All of it?
Yeah, you could do the Indian Sweat Lodge and the show.
I say it'd be great if we all took mushrooms or something. I'm just saying.
I think I would do that. But here's the thing. Why don't we just... I know this doesn't sound appealing to you guys for some reason that I can't figure out, but why don't we just do the show like Saturday night?
Where?
We can find a place. I'll get the recorder.
Because I don't like want to socialize.
I'll buy a 4-track recorder so we can have 4 separate microphones and it'll make it, you know,
part of my
it
New
down.
Year's resolution is not to socialize, so that sounds like socializing.
If it's just the three of us, I don't think it's social.
The show sounded like shit from the hookah. I don't want it to sound like
Yeah, it sounded like shit because it was overcompressed. No offense, Tyler.
Let's go talk.
Also,
goodbye.
The music. I missed the music.
We had a lot of playing it. Good music that night.
No, the one they had originally, though, in the back was
that
just...
was perfect.
Yeah,
it was like
it just
Hawaiian,
sounded good.
Hawaiian theme.
Oh, I know. They were playing like...
All right, I said it before. I'll say it again. Thank you guys very much for listening. And as far as I know, we'll be back next week unless Tyler decides we're doing 4 shows in one night.
Thanks for listening, guys.
If we're going to do 4 hours, we might as well make it like 8 hours and make it a stretch.
Do it from the pool of the Ace Hotel.
Because we've done shows that were over 2 hours.
Pool of the Ace Hotel.
Yeah, but it's too noisy.
No, negative. No, we need to come up with some gimmick.
Are you planning to move to China and live there?
No plans.
Amargosa.
Amargosa? What did he say?
Amargosa.
Oh, yeah.
Opera House in Death Valley.
In the heat of the summer.
We can go to...
We got to do something where
you know
like
it's not where we go. It's just that we can all sit there.
But we have to do something where there's kind of endurance.
I don't like the idea.
We need
of,
to do a campfire one where there's a crackling fire in the background.
I definitely don't like the idea of 4 uncomfortable chairs.
All right, God be with you. Good night, everybody.
Yes.
Happy Friday.
What?
We can leave the callers up. They can talk to each other.